Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Our Friday restaurant guide is on the air with us this week from the Chicago Tribune, Luisa Chu, who wrote about the 30 best corned beef sandwiches around Chicago. Good morning, Luisa. How did you compile this list?
Good morning, Bob. By eating a lot of corned beef sandwiches.
Yeah, nothing like a hot corned beef sandwich, huh? And this is the weekend to check those sandwiches out with St. Patrick's Day. So let's go down your list here, and we'll try to do this maybe by neighborhood. Downtown South Loop, I guess it is, the 11 City Diner's been around for a while, and they're old school, aren't they?
You know, old school, but like old school if a Jewish style deli with also like a dramatic theater experience, because it, you know, it's been around for a while, but like, you know, it was actually kind of a new thing. You know, Brad Rubin opened the restaurant in 2006, and so it's kind of like this experience. So it's not like an old school deli, but it's got like the deli counter, and it's got the restaurant, and it's got the shop, you know, so I mean it is really like a dramatic theatrical experience, but the sandwiches are really very old school and traditional. It's got like the soft rye bread. They make their corned beef every day in house, and unofficial rule, you've got to get the matzo ball soup with like that gigantic matzo ball orb with like that perfect little carrot cube on top. Mm-hmm. That's just the unofficial rule when you go there.
Matzo ball orb, I like that. Yeah, he's been in the South Loop since 2006 there at 1112 South Wabash Avenue. Brad was a fan of the old delis, and he's kind of paid homage there. I love it. You talk about old school, Kaufman's Bagel and Deli, and this is a great place, isn't it? And they've been at it for a while.
Yeah, so Kaufman's originally started out by, you know, Mr. Kaufman in the Chicago neighborhoods, but then the Dworkin family took over, and then now it's under the second generation owner, Betty Dworkin, who actually is a terrific baker in her own right, and then moved up to Skokie. So they are the only place where you can order, like, the different fattiness that you want. You know, so you can go for like the regular, the deckle, the lean, and the super trim for like the, you know, people who are kind of like watching their fat intake maybe a little bit. But I really love their corned beef and their pastrami. So they've got this incredible sandwich. It is a double decker dynamo called the New Jersey Bypass, which they describe as your cardiologist's favorite sandwich.
Sure it is.
Yeah. And they slice it super thin, and they construct it so carefully. So even though it is a monster of a sandwich, it will hold tight throughout every single bite.
Sounds like a Kaufman's, 4905 West Dempster in Skokie. New to the list, Mensch's in Evanston. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this place.
Yeah, so Mensch's Deli was opened by three friends as a love letter to the Jewish deli, and it is beautiful. It is stunning. It's got all these delicate details, like this beautiful, like everything from like this floral pattern wallpaper to the booths, and then, of course, the sandwiches. So I tried their corned beef Reuben, and it is just like, again, this like kind of, you know, beautiful, carefully constructed, and then they have this like wonderfully carefully sliced, almost like feathery shaved corned beef, and then they serve the dressing on the side for you to dip in yourself.
Mensch's, new to Evanston. Maury's Deli has roots in Hyde Park going way back to 1960. Mm-hmm. And how's their corned beef?
Their corned beef is like classic, kind of old school. You get it on a tray, and it is just like so terrific. They have also a soup and sandwich deal, which you've got to get, And so, yeah, as you mentioned, that you know, they started out, Maury Orman started out the deli in Hyde Park in 1960, but then a new owner, Sanjay Patel, actually opened a second location in the UIC neighborhood last year, and again, just kind of bringing that, like, old-school Jewish-style deli experience, you know, really traditional, like we were saying, that hot or warm corned beef sandwich, and just, like, sliced super thin but piled high. And it's just like you bite through every single little bite and it's layer and it's just terrific.
Maury's Deli, 5500 South Cornell Avenue. New York Bagel and Bialy, more than just bagels and Bialys, right?
Yeah, for sure. I love New York Bagel and Bialy for their Chicago-style bagel, which, of course, you know, being partisan, I think is superior to all other kinds of bagels anywhere else in the world. And you can get the corned beef on a rye bagel. And so when you get that rye bagel fresh at the, you know, at the maker, it's that crackly, chewy, like, layer that just enhances the thick layer of corned beef with just a smear of mustard. Wonderful. Terrific.
Mm-hmm. Got to order it that way, too. I'd like a smear, mm-hmm. please. Are they still open 24 hours on the weekends?
Just on the weekends. They mm-hmm. were 24/7, but just Fridays and Saturdays for now in Lincolnwood.
4714 West Toohey. The complete list in alphabetical order in the Chicago Tribune. Louisa Chu, you have made us very hungry. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend, and thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's season to you too, Bob.
WGN.
St. Patrick's Day weekend is upon us. The parade and the river dying Saturday morning at 10, the actual holiday Monday. So it's a lot of celebrating. And in the Tribune, there is a great guide to restaurants and bars with specials for this holiday. And Samantha Nelson has written about it. Good morning, Samantha. Sounds like you scoured the neighborhoods here.
Yeah, I always try to. And St. Patrick's Day is just one of the biggest parties of the year. So the only problem is running this so far ahead of the date to make sure that people can make plans before everything sells out.
Yeah, let's go over some of these places. I've never heard of this spot, but sounds like they have a great idea. Kindling at 202 South Franklin. What are they doing?
Yeah, so that's a relatively new spot. And so they've got a James Beard Award-winning chef there, Jonathan Sawyer, and he's teaming up with Manny's Deli to make a wood-fired Reuben. So they're using Manny's corned beef, raclette cheese, then a gochujang spiced Russian dressing with kimchi and sauerkraut. Mm. And that's all served on rye with a kosher pickle, and you can get that through Monday.
You know, anything with Manny's is going to be great. Kindling on South Franklin. And the Jay Parker, I don't know what the weather is going to be all weekend, but they've got a rooftop bash planned, don't they?
Yeah, so that's always a challenge of this time of year is whether the weather is going to be good enough. Now, the good thing is the Jay Parker has got a nice enclosed area so that if it's too chilly, it's not going to be a problem. And you got some really nice views of Lincoln Park from there, and they'll have a DJ. Your admission is 60 or 60. Buy your ticket, and you can use that for four drinks that'll include hard seltzer, hard cider, Bloody Marys, mimosa, or beer.
Well, we lost you there for a second. Samantha, what's the price?
Oh, $60 or $65, depending on when you book.
Jay Parker, 1816 North Clark Street. Of course, you have to mention what's going on at Old St. Patrick's Catholic Church, don't you?
Absolutely. So they've got their fourth annual bash. It's family friendly. You can go. There's going to be a pop-up pub serving Irish food, Guinness, and Bailey's. And you've got performances by the Shannon Rovers Irish Pipe Band, plenty of kids activities, and there's a raffle. And that goes from 11 to 5 on Saturday.
And, of course, they are at 625 West Adams Street. And then we have, just calling this place a bakery is not doing it justice. Tell us about Hewn.
Oh yeah, Hewn's great. I mean, it is a bakery, one of the best in the suburbs. They've got locations across the suburbs, but this one is only being offered for their Evanston location. So you want to make sure that you place an order as soon as you can if you want to get some of their Irish soda bread, and you can also pick up corned beef and cabbage hand pies, and those are going to be available Saturday and Sunday.
That's 1733 Central Street. Now, Samantha, I know you worked on this list. I'm sure other people helped, but do you have a personal favorite from all the spots that you wrote about in the Tribune that have St. Patrick's Day specials?
Such a tough question. I'm going to spotlight one of the a new place on this, which is Industry Ales. It's a brewery on the Loop, and they're doing like a nice limited time menu. So they've got corned beef and cabbage, an Irish cream brownie, and then the classic green beer. And again, you're going to offer, they're doing specials on Parade Day when they're going to be really busy, and then also specials offered through Monday with our shepherd's pie, corned beef Reubens, and a stout and brisket stew. So just kind of get some really good traditional Irish food there.
Industry Ales, you said, huh?
Yeah, it's a brewery in the Loop, so you can go there on Saturday to get the pure chaos of a parade day and plus some live music there, or you can go when it's a little bit quieter, either Sunday or Monday, to just get some good Irish food.
Samantha Nelson's guide in the Tribune, and it's by neighborhood, by area, so if you want to see everything on the list, and also everything on Louisa Chu's list of the best corned beef, can you still find it all on the website, Samantha?
Yep, just go to chicagotribune.com and visit the dining section. You'll find all the coverage there.
All right, what are you going to work on next? Do you know yet?
Oh, yeah. Next up is going to be Easter. So hopefully we'll be back in to talk about Easter brunches. I've already got my schedule. It's going to be Easter, then farmers markets, Mother's Day. There's always something going on.
Yeah, and for Easter, you have to tell us where to find eggs cheap. Right.
Oh, yeah, that is always going to be a real struggle this year. I think it was a big problem for Punchki Day, and I think it's going to be a bigger deal for people trying to do Easter egg hunts and omelets.
Food writer Samantha Nelson, thanks for being with us today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
And we'll get you the news coming up in 2 minutes from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.